This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Christian Barkley. He's the general manager of Rumble Boxing. Welcome, Christian. It's a pleasure having you today.
Well, it's an honor to be on the podcast. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Rumble Boxing. It's relatively new. And so what is the concept behind this?
Yes. So Rumble actually started in New York, the bigger cities, areas and stuff like that with the signature stores. The concept really is to be a boxing inspired HIIT workout. So high intensity training. And what happened was, is they started in New York with the bigger cities, and Exponential, which is a fitness brand, took notice of Rumble, thought it was a really cool concept, and they franchised it. So we've been kind of spreading around the U.S. and now internationally. We have some locations over in like Australia, Europe, stuff like that. But so it's a franchise location over here in Opelika. And like I said, the concept is just to have high intensity cardio through like the medium of boxing conditioning and strength training. So, and that could be in various class layouts, but the standard is usually 10 rounds, 45 minutes. We cut the lights down low. I mean, it's like you get all the benefits of having like that boxer fitness without having to like be a boxer, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, you don't necessarily want to get in the ring.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you do want the experience and the fitness that's involved in it.
Exactly, and that's I think the biggest thing that has been misconceived since we've gotten here, because we are the first Rumble in Alabama. We're a handful of the first in the entire southeast of the U.S. and so people don't really know. They kind of see Rumble Boxing and think that we're like sparring in here or we're doing like legitimate boxing, but it is a group fitness workout, and it's an incredible workout too. So,
okay, well, tell me how you got into the business of health business and Rumble Boxing in particular.
Well, so after I graduated high school, I wanted to go into physical therapy. And be like an athletic trainer, stuff like that, kind of, because I went through my fair share of injuries in high school because of football, and my physical therapists were amazing people, really cared about people, and that route didn't really work out for me. So I got into the fitness industry, to kind of try to do the same thing. Like I love helping people better themselves in fitness. I love helping people achieve their goals. And that's why I personally got into it, just because I love people. Rumble specifically, though, I was searching for a new place to, a new opportunity and all that kind of stuff. I saw Rumble pop up on my job searches. I thought it was a really cool concept. And then I went and took a class in Alpharetta, which was the closest location at the time. And I fell in love with it. I think it's an incredible way to, like, I guess the funny term I use is tricking yourself into getting a workout in, because if you're doing this fun stuff, if you're boxing, you're listening to music, you don't really think about the fact that you're working out, you know? So okay. It's like, it's a good way to get a workout in without really even thinking that you're working out. So I really like that concept.
Yeah, boredom of it, you know, when you're on a treadmill and you're just, you know, going through the motions. And I can see that with boxing, how it turns into something that's not boring, that it's fun and to do. Yeah, I can see that for sure. So what are some misconceptions that people have about doing boxing as a form of getting a workout in?
Yeah, so there's a couple, you know. I will say a lot of the people are concerned about, you know, their joints. So like wrists, elbows, shoulders, the impact that boxing has when it comes to the heavy bags that we have in here. But Rumble specifically does it well, in the sense that we have we have aqua-filled bags, so they're a lot less stressful on the joints. They give a little bit more than your traditional, like, I guess, heavy bag with, you know, most heavy bags have sand in them and they don't have much of a give to them. And when it comes to your joints, the water-filled bags are a lot better for that. And we also wrap the wrist. We make sure everything's stable. We tell you how to punch. We teach you, you know, all the mechanics that go along with it, so you don't, you know, so you don't hurt yourself, you know. Yeah. So we teach you, and there's I think that's the misconception, is that, you know, it's bad for your joints, when really, if you know how you're supposed to be doing it, and you let us teach you how you're supposed to be doing it, it's actually quite the opposite. So,
okay. Well, tell me one thing you wish people or listeners here would know about Rumble Boxing that they may not, you know, think about.
Yeah, so Rumble, since I've been here, since we opened, we really strive to create a community environment. I love when new people come in and they become part of our family. I like to say it's the Rumble fam is what we call it. Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that, like, every staff member knows everybody's name. I'll come in and a new member has just met a member that we've had for a couple months and they become best friends. And it's really, honestly, at the end of the day, building a community here to where people, like, really genuinely love to come in here and get a workout in with their friends. And I think that's something that I want everybody to know about Rumble, is it's not just a place to come work out, but it's a place to, like, actually have a community that, like, cares about you, wants to be friends with you, and it's a great environment.
So where is Rumble Boxing located?
So Rumble is in Tigertown. We're right between the Flying Biscuit and Party City. Tigertown and Opelika, right between the Party City and the Flying Biscuit.
Well, that's a good location. Easy to find, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's Tigertown.
It's super easy. It's we love our location. Another notable spot next to it is Target. That's the biggest store in our shopping center.
So you can go get your workout done and then head to Target.
Well, my girlfriend will go get, she'll get the workout done and then she'll hit Hobby Lobby, Target.
Oh, yeah.
World Market, everything over here.
Very cool. Well, yeah. What would the experience be if you're a first time, you know, you're just going to try this out, come in? What kind of experience does one get when they first, you know, decide to come into your gym?
Yeah. So if you book a class, if you book your first class with us, it's going to be an intro class. So it's a shorter workout. It wouldn't be the normal 10 rounds that we normally do. It'd be 6 rounds, 30 minutes. And we really like to focus on the first timers because we know it's your first time in here. The intro class is going to be everybody in your same boat. And so basically when you come in, we'll already know that you're coming because you mm-hmm. booked the class to begin with. And we'll have warm smiles. We'll say what's up, ask you about yourself, kind of get to know you a little bit. We'll bring you around the corner and we have some whiteboard lockers that we actually write on with expo markers. So we'll have your name on there. We'll have welcome on there, a class schedule in the locker, complimentary towel with your gloves. Everything will be set up for you, ready for the class. And then if you get here a little bit before class, a good amount before class, we'll introduce you to your trainer for the day. And it'll all be really comfortable, really, I guess, just friendly is the word for it, and really want you to have a good time. It's meant to be fun, so we're here to have fun.
Very good. So how do you book your first class? You do that on your website?
Yes, you can book your first class on our website, or you can give us a call at the studio. And either way works for us.
Very easy to get started. Well, thank you so much, Christian, for being with me today. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.